Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan. We're here at the Geekery once again.
Right in the falls. Right.
That's right. We were figuring that since it's a great restaurant and everyone here is nice, all the workers are fantastic, maybe we do a spotlight on some of the workers once in a while.
Sure.
We have with us right now Terry and Jessica. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Great.
First of all, I'll ask you, what's it like working here?
Best job I've ever had so far.
I actually love coming into work. It's so much fun. I love meeting all the people, seeing them in costumes. It's awesome.
Fantastic. And what attracted you guys to this job when you applied?
I'm really nerdy, and it just sounded like a super place where I could come and geek out and have a good time and make money at the same time. So,
well, I've spent my entire life being raised as a nerd by my brother, who does all of his nerdy stuff and the Star Wars stuff with the 501st. And I knew Aaron when I saw the career fair flyer, and I'm like, I know that guy. I could use another job, and I'm a huge nerd. So all three were like, we're all in sevens on a slot machine, you know?
Nice. And since, you know, we obviously do a nerdy podcast, we like
what?
That.
We do?
We do. Yeah. For 3 years, sir. Where have you been? And we notice, I've been in a bunch of times, obviously, because I'm related to the owner, but you dress up in costumes quite a bit.
I do. I love cosplaying. I have 5 costumes at the time. I got my Poison Ivy, my Slytherin Hogwarts student, I got my Edward Scissorhands, Queen of Hearts, and my Jedi. So I love being able to wear that to work. Like, getting paid to do that is, like, a dream.
You can see, what other jobs can you do that actually do dress up in your cosplay, your feet, your Batman, your Superman, insert any other nerd shirt at a job? Most places you have to actually wear, like, suits and dresses.
Not at our call center jobs, that's for sure.
That should be mentioned, sir.
Right.
At a call center, no one knows you're Superman.
True. And I know you were Poison Ivy at our event last week as well.
Yeah, that was
cool.
Fun. I had a bunch of people wanting to take pictures with me. It was cool. And, of course, it was like Poison Ivy carrying a tray of drinks, but it was still fun.
Still a cool costume. And what about you, Terry? What kind of things do you nerd out about?
I'm a big Marvel nerd. I help run a Facebook page, and we just hit about 42,000 people. So Thor and Black Widow are probably my absolute favorites. So I love being able to come in as Black Widow and serve people. And they're like, oh, hey, call me Natasha. So works out nice.
What's the name of your page, actually?
Oh, it's literally just called Marvel Cinematic Universe Group. We are the biggest Marvel group on Facebook right now, so.
Cool. I probably liked it already. It sounds familiar.
You got to join. You can't like it, because there's a page and a group.
Oh, then I'll have to join, because that's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
We have a friend, Agent Daryl, who runs a Marvel movie, segment that we do once in a blue moon, so. And what do you geek out about, Jessica?
I would say my top 3 fandoms are Star Wars, because I was, like, the first one, right, growing up with my brother, who was, I mean, back when Young Jedi Niagara used to be a thing around the falls. He was in when they first started doing the grape and wine every year, and I grew up watching him dress up as a Jedi, and I'm like, I want to be like my brother. So I got into Star Wars, and then I read Harry Potter for the first time, and I'm like, I want to be a wizard, and I totally am a wizard now. It's great.
Cool.
And then Lord of the Rings, because I'm short and I related to hobbits really well.
Cool. And Sue was telling us your brother is a member of the 501st, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I get to go to Fan Expo with him this year, hopefully, and volunteer at his table, and that's always so fun, picking up Nerf darts that the kids get to shoot at the troopers for charity.
Yeah.
It's a really popular event at any con that you go to, and they're there. I mean, it's not really a Comic-Con unless the 501st are there. It's almost official.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we know some of those guys. They're all great guys.
They're all so nice, and I mean, they race so much money for charity. I mean, this year at the Niagara Falls Comic Con, they raised at least $2,500 alone just off the speeder bike pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, on the menu, what are your favorite items?
That's such a hard question. I think I eat something new every single day, and I fall in love with it all over again. I'm currently hooked on the Bizarro and the Crispy Mr. Grilled Cheese, but our Caesar salad's fantastic, and our burgers are to die for. So asking me to pick a favorite, that's pretty hard.
And yourself, Jessica?
Well, I'm a huge grilled cheese person, and I could probably live off of them. So, I mean, I've delved into the depths of the grilled cheese menu here. And like Terry said, the Bizarro is to die for. I tried the Mon Ami, which was pretty good because I'm a big fan of chicken. And, I mean, I'm a huge nacho person, too. So all of the nacho ones, like the nacho flatbread, the nacho libre, and the nacho mom appetizer, which is your standard plate of nachos, are all delicious.
Our desserts are the best, too. The Stay Puft.
The bacon cheesecake. That's like delicious and diabetic.
Yeah, bacon and stock.
So bacon cheesecake.
It's so popular, we keep running out of it because everybody loves
it. Try that.
And I mean, it's not like your typical little plastic bacon bits. It's real bacon and it's real cheesecake and it's real delicious and real like diabetic, but it's worth it.
So good.
See, I like the fries. I could just come here and eat the fries.
Oh, the fries are good.
Lots of reviews of butter fries are saying that best fries I've ever
had. Unfortunately, we run out so quick that we end up doing fresh cut. People complain. And it's like they're fresh cut. And they don't care. They want the beer batter.
You have to have them beer battered, though. Yeah.
Deservedly so. Like, I had some of the best fries I've ever had.
Yeah.
But the Stay Puft, though, that flies out of here. It's like
it's our most popular dessert. I mean, there's a group of friends sitting here right now, and that's what they're all here for, is the Stay Puft.
We are.
Cool. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for talking to us. Everybody here, all the workers have been really nice, and we like that. And we look forward to, I guess, meeting some more of your coworkers in the weeks to come. And anything else you guys want to plug before we leave?
Come eat at the Geekery.
Yes, come eat here and be greeted by us and... We'll try not to be too awkward.
Where everybody's comfortable.
Yes. Everybody's comfortable and accepted and welcome.
That's very awesome. It's a great thing to think about. And thanks for your time, guys.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.